Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio podcast. My name is Dave Woodward. I'm super excited to have our guest here with us. But for those of you guys who may be new to our podcast or aren't familiar with ClickFunnels, we definitely want to make sure that you get your free trial. So if you want to go to clickfunnelsradio.com/free trial, and obviously you can get yourself a 14-day free trial right there, compliments of us, and we'd like to get you going and started so you can at least experiment with it and have the success that others, just like our wonderful guest, Henry Kaminsky, is having. So I've known Henry for a while now. One of the things everyone who sees our podcast is at least exposed to Henry because he's the guy who creates all the awesome graphics and design elements. So we're super, super excited to have Henry Kaminsky on the call. So welcome aboard, bud.
Dave, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor and pleasure, and looking real forward to it.
Great. Well, one of the things I really want to kind of get into right away, and that was, as you and I were talking just recently, you basically made mention of the fact that due to the platform and what you've been using with all the education things, you were able to take your business basically from near failure to over $500,000 in sales in just 16 months. That is cranking, bud. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Just happened about a month ago. So we're super stoked. It's super motivating. And, you know, the opportunity is endless now that we have a software like ClickFunnels working inside of our business to really get it to that level. I never thought in a million years I'd be able to do that. And with Russell's help and ClickFunnels, it's been a dream come true. Like, that's the best way to explain it.
Awesome. Well, let's hear the details. Tell us where you were and how you made it happen.
Sure. So about 16 months ago, well, I've been in business about 8.5 years. And about 16 months ago, I came to a dead end. Business was really, really struggling. I really didn't understand how to market my business. I was too close to it. And I started seeing things go like plummet. And I was at my wit's end, and a lot of personal things happening, and I was ready to throw in the towel. I really was. I got to the point where the days were dark. I didn't want to get out of bed. It was a very scary time. It was a sad time. You know, my wife was like, "What are you doing?" You know, I just felt like a complete failure. And I said, "There's got to be a way." You know, there's got to be a way. And this is going to sound so silly, but I'm on Facebook one day, and I see one of these little ads come up from digitalmarketer.com, like, "Here, try our $1 thing," right? So I was like, "Yeah, what the hell do I got to lose?" So I click on it, I pay $1, and I'm in their group for a little bit, and all of a sudden I see this guy talking about ClickFunnels. And I was like, "Well, I need to know more about that." And so I jumped over and I started studying ClickFunnels. I got the free trial, and I'm playing around with it. And, you know, as a designer, it was a learning curve a little bit. But I started to get in, but I just wasn't quite there. I saw the value in it. I saw what it was going to do. I felt like this was my savior. This software was going to help me get out of this hole I'm in. But I just didn't know how to break through, right? So I jumped onto Russell's podcast. And I forget where I found that, but I jumped on his podcast, and he was talking – he kept talking about his Inner Circle program and his coaching program. And I said, if I'm ever going to get my full grasp around ClickFunnels, I have to step it up. I have to figure it out. So I used my credit card as an investment tool. And I basically said, "Listen, here's I don't even have this money, but I have to try something, right? Or else I'm just going to be here. I'm just going to be status quo." And it was bad. I was in a very bad position. So I jump on a call with Robbie Summers, and he's talking to me about the Ignite program. And I was like, "Listen, Robbie, you don't have to sell me. I'm here because I need an out. I need something." And so I went into and I invested into Russell's high ticket coaching program, not knowing what to expect. And within 6 weeks, I had made my $10,000 investment back on that program. And it was
Dude, that is an
through
awesome,
Rust.
that is a
Yeah.
crazy fast return. 6 weeks. Congratulations, man. That was awesome.
It was. And I thank Rust like a day, honest to God, for helping me and kind of guiding me in the right direction. And then so what happened was inside the coaching program, I met some wow people, some real rock stars. And Tony Robbins always talks about raising your standards. And I knew I had to get around people that were better than me, And so getting into that coaching program leveled me up to a point where I was like learning so much from these people. And I was helping them because they struggled with design and branding. And so we were helping each other. And then as things started to grow, I just started to get in front of just a higher quality of people. And then I started to get really, really good at ClickFunnels designs and started to help the ClickFunnels community with branding, identity, and design and ascension of a high converting funnel. And that's what helped me scale the business. And so I just kept at it, plugging away, plugging away, plugging away, and started to get better quality clients, because the ClickFunnels community has rock stars in it. They really do. There's so many people inside the ClickFunnels community that are doing amazing things, but they struggled with the design and sort of the flow of what they wanted to get out into the world. So now that I'm able to help them at that level, I would have never been able to do that without ClickFunnels. And so, I'm so grateful for the software.
I love that. I think the lessons you just talked about, Henry, I hope everyone's listening really understands that. I mean, one of the very first things, even when you're down on your luck, you still have to, you got to find some way of investing in yourself. And then, as crazy as it sounds, I know you're a huge, huge believer in just giving to other people because it always comes back to you. And I've seen all the way, I mean, on our Facebook page and everything else, you give and give and give. But again, it comes back. And I think that's one of the things we've seen with everybody who gets involved in ClickFunnels and is working with us. Is if you invest in yourself and you work hard, the software is there to help you basically make it all happen. But the key is, as you start helping other people have success, you just automatically get that kind of success as well. So congratulations, bud. I'm super excited to hear about all that's going on for you.
Thank you, thank you. It's been a wild ride. It's been a roller coaster, but now we're panning out at 30,000 feet, and we're just looking for more opportunities now to help the community at a higher level and really just be there for them. Because like you said, it's what you get in this world is what you give. It's about giving. And I never understood that for years until Russell started to work with me on that level and explain and kind of change my way of thinking. And it really helped me say, stop talking about yourself so much. Nobody freaking cares. People want to know what's in there for them. And the minute I changed my frame of mind and my state, and I started to focus all my time really on just providing value to the community, people started to look at me as the expert and the authority and the in the group, and that's kind of how it all started to happen. So, any which way, right now is I'm just thinking of how many different ways can I come in and serve, and that is what skyrocketed the business
I think that's
to that
awesome,
to
bud.
the level that's at now.
Well, Henry, let's take a few minutes here. You come from a unique background. Most of the guys I spend time with and talking about, they come more from the marketing angle and not from the branding standpoint. So we've got a great opportunity to have a branding expert here on the call. So tell us some of the, if you don't mind, give us some tips from a branding standpoint. What types of things do people need to be looking at, and how do they brand it? But again, I think as things are changing right now, I see on a lot of pages and everything else, people are looking for higher and higher quality images, higher and quality branding types of aspects that it doesn't take much to really have a drastic impact. I've seen that with what you're doing. I mean, it looks killer.
Yeah, so I have written down here some killer points on what you should be focusing on in regards to branding identity and how that's going to increase your conversion and how that's going to attract more clients. So I stress this to all my clients. Quality attracts quality. So the higher the level you come in and you want to play at, the higher quality you're going to receive back. So like you mentioned, high quality imagery is the first thing that you should invest in. It will set you apart from the people that are using Fiverr and Elance and all of those, because that's a low level of quality. Yeah, you may find the gem here and there. I'm not going to hate on them, but you need somebody that can really help with your display your vision. You know, when you can connect at that level, that's when the power of branding comes in, right? When people can take your vision and actually make it come to life. So investing in that level of quality branding will definitely separate you and make you stand out from the rest. Now, the one big issue I see right now with ClickFunnels pages or funnels versus people's websites or business brands is that there's a huge disconnect. So, for example, color scheme. Their color scheme of their funnel is nothing near what their website looks like. So when somebody lands on the funnel, they question themselves like, am I in the right place? So that could break a conversion rate like that. That could, the minute that prospect has to question themselves to ask them if they're in the right place, you're dead in the water. So you want to make sure that your color scheme is congruent with your branding, with your current business branding.
So that's taking, you're looking at the business brand on the website itself. And
that's right.
Tying that into the landing pages and the entire sales funnel all the way through.
Absolutely. I think your logo strategically placed on your funnel, it doesn't have to be the biggest thing, or it doesn't have to stand out like crazy. My point is make sure that it's there somewhere so people can connect. They want to be able to connect the dots, and you want to be able to handhold them as long as you can to get them to the end result, and that is through the funnel, through the purchase process, and into your world.
Awesome. That's a fantastic tip. What's the next one?
Okay. So less is more.
I love less that.
I can't stress this enough. I see so much distraction on landing pages, link outs to social media pages and so on. You want them to take one specific action and one specific action only. So if that's for them to opt in and get your piece of value that you want to give to them, then that's what you focus on. Stop with the link outs and the crazy images of all types of things. Keep it clean. Keep it super clean and stick with, I would say, the max three colors. So your three primary colors of your brand, that's what you should stick with. So make sure that the color scheme stays very just confined. You want to keep it very nice and clean. And again, it just doesn't have to load it up full of stuff. Just focus on that specific thing you want them, that specific promise that you want to deliver. Just focus on that, and that will help your conversions go through the roof.
That's great. So I think I know sometimes I look at some of these websites, I'm like, who came up with your colors? And they're, I mean, all over the board. It kind of looks like someone hit a paint truck, and I mean, it's just splashed everywhere. You're like, what is going on? So I love that idea. And I think, again, less is more, I think, from a design standpoint. Sometimes we think we're going to get super, super creative and throw all this stuff on there, and it just doesn't work. So I love the idea as far as less is more and three colors. I love that. Great ideas. Yeah.
The biggest point that I want to make is that when you give people too much information, they don't know how to digest it. So you want to make sure that you keep your messaging very specific into one thing so that it's easily digestible, easily consumable, so they don't have so many ideas or so many availabilities. You want to keep it real smooth and keep it to one thing, and that will help your conversions go through the roof.
Oh, that's awesome. Very, very cool. So I know that the main thing for a lot of us is trying to make sure we get those types of conversions, but we don't come from a background like you do, from a design element. So when you're talking to somebody like myself, who I'm real good with stick figures and black and white, so that's about as far as I can go. I remember in college, a buddy of mine was a huge design guy, and we had art class together, and I just suck. I mean, it's just the way it was. I don't do graphic design. I look for an expert like yourself. So tell me, for a person like myself who has no ability to draw or think of colors or color schemes, how do you go and what do I say to a design person like yourself so I don't end up spending a fortune, but at the same time I get what I want?
Right. So it's funny. Gary Vaynerchuk always talks about self-awareness and being self-aware of yourself. And knowing your weaknesses is half the battle, right? If you know you're not a design geek like I am, you know, delegate that work out. Let somebody that loves to do that do it. And let you focus on the strategy. Let you focus on the things you're good at. Gary always says, triple down on your strengths and delegate your weaknesses. So if I were to give anybody a suggestion, I would say, do not try to become a design expert. Just focus on what you need to do and let the designer, let the professional handle that. And you'll be able to just be a lot more productive. See, at Unique Designs, what we have is a design submission form. And you guys use it. Dave's a pro at using it. And we ask very pertinent questions up front about the project that gives us those answers so we can efficiently design on our end and spit you back out an end result that's right on the money. So that design form that we created will help you start to think and process what you want, and so that we can handle it on our end and get it right back to you efficiently, timely, and exactly the way you want it.
Well, I love that. So obviously at the end here, we'll kind of let people know exactly how they can get a hold of you. In fact, you can tell them right now, how do you get a hold of you?
So we have a ClickFunnels page that's called Unique Funnel. That entire website is built on ClickFunnels, and it's called uniquefunneldesigns.com. And we actually have an application process that we put in place for all the funnel design projects, because we want to make sure that we're a right fit for you and that we're going to provide the value and the end result that you're looking for. And so you could go there and to apply to work with me on a one-on-one level. And we have some really good tips and tricks on how to kind of flush out your funnel process and give you the kind of the framework to go off of, because it's proven. It's what Russell taught me. And that should speak for itself. So I took his knowledge. I took all of his education, and now I want to give it back.
Awesome, bud. I love that. Well, tell people, if you don't mind, a little more from a branding standpoint, from a design element. What are some of the things that else they should be looking at if they can't work with you? What are some questions they should be talking to a designer about? I mean, how do they hire the right designer?
Ah, good question. Good question. I think it all comes down to values, right? I think if I would ask a designer, if I was hiring him or her, I should say, I would ask them, what got you into designing? And where did that passion come from? And let them go get a little personal with you and let them talk and see if that connects with you and your values. Because I was just having this conversation with one of my designers the other day. If your values connect with that client, the design work that you're going to produce or they're going to produce for you is going to over deliver at such a level for the simple fact that they like you. They have a personal It sounds so silly, Dave, but it is the truth. The work that we do, see, we all of our clients are our friends.
And that's why I think we do so much great work, is because they become our friends. And wouldn't you want to help your friends to the best of your ability? So that's kind of what I would strongly suggest you do, is to make sure that your values align, because when that aligns, you're going to get some great results.
I think that's awesome. Well, for again, I kind of go back to myself here, because I don't know design like you do, but should a person who really is trying to figure out what they want, do they start first on a Fiverr.com to get some idea? I know you kind of said not really at first, but the hard part for me is talking to someone like yourself who's got all this experience. I don't want to come across completely stupid when I have no idea what I want. I know in the past sometimes I've gone out to Fiverr, I've gone to 99 Designs and said, you know what, this is kind of where I'm at, or kind of what I'm thinking about, or should I at least, you know, go on online and find some, you know, we always talk about funnel hack, and I love going out and basically saying, you know, here's a design I kind of like, here's another one I kind of like, I'd like this image. Is that helpful to a designer like yourself, or would you rather just say, hey, let me just take it from scratch and build it my own?
Well, the biggest thing is, I think you have to go back to who you want to serve, right? So you want to make sure that your audience is the end result. Like, that's who's going to grow your business, right? So you want to make sure you're in line with them. Like, what do they want? What is their end goal? What do you have? Why should they buy from you, right? So I just want to take a step back real quick and focus the big picture on your customer, because they're going to determine what you sell, how much you're going to sell it for. And so that will kind of help you with a solid foundation, with a foundation as to what you're going to do. I strongly suggest that you have an idea of what they're looking for before you go out into the world. Because here's the thing. How do you want to be represented? How do you want to be seen? How do you want to show up for your in your market or to your audience? Do you want to show up and look like a Walmart? Or do you want to show up and look like the expert, the authority, and the Gucci, right? And I always use that comparison, because 9 times out of 10, people are like, oh man, well, if I can afford Gucci, or I want to be Gucci. Well, that's the biggest mistake you can make in branding, is starting out looking like a Walmart when you can start out looking like a Gucci. And it doesn't really, you're not going to pay that much more. And believe me when I tell you, when you find a designer that connects with you and you have your vision clear, it's not that hard. You're not going to pay out the nose for that design. I can promise you that. And so my biggest thing is, figure out how you want to be, figure out who your market is. And if they can tolerate the, if it's a, you know, if you're selling toilet paper, you don't have to look like the Gucci of toilet paper, do you? So, you know,
Charmin's good enough, I guess. Huh?
Exactly. You know, so, but if you're selling a high ticket service or product, you can't look like Walmart, because it's going to kill your credibility. And that is another point of high quality branding in your funnels, is it builds credibility. Without credibility and trust, nobody is going to buy from you. And so when you develop a landing page that looks like a second grader put it together, people are going to question your authority and your credibility. So if you're selling a $997 product, but your landing page looks like it was put together with duct tape, that's going to interfere with the conversion rate and getting people to trust you. You know, the better the quality imagery, the better quality branding, you're going to be able to sell that $997 for $1,497, because your quality branding is going to back you up.
I love that. Tell me real quick, from a kind of a website, you know, I don't know if it's 2.0 or 3.0 or 5.0 at this point. I keep hearing different versions. But when we're looking at kind of even like on a ClickFunnels layout, you know, you were talking about that whole second grader type of look and feel. I was talking with one of our large affiliates just recently. We were creating some some basic share funnels for his clients. Mm-hmm. And one of the main things he was looking for is he said, you know, I just don't want it to be really boxy. And so we started looking more at, I kind of went back to your three colors. He said, I want to have three different colors. I want it to have, I want it to go all the way across the page. I don't want it to basically be choppy. What the, you know, what kind of design elements, even inside of ClickFunnels, when they're designing their funnel, should they be trying to look for?
Excellent. So I actually, when I was out on the Traffic Conversion Summit, I actually had a great conversation with Dylan Jones, the co-founder, the developer, right, of ClickFunnels, one of the developers, I should say. And he was asking me some of those questions. So I told him font selection is so overlooked. I see people using 4 or 5 different fonts for one funnel, and that just becomes a cluttered mess. When I design my funnels, I use one font. One.
Wow.
And then that's all I do is I change the bold, like things, the headlines obviously need to be bolded, and you can play with color there a little bit. I wouldn't go crazy, but font selection could take your funnel from looking like a Gucci to a Walmart in 2 seconds if you're overusing different types of fonts.
Great tip. I love that. I know actually I had that similar conversation with Dylan about that, and we were talking about, you know, getting away from more of the your typical types of fonts, Times New Roman, and trying to find something that we talked about, you know, sans serif and serif fonts and things. What tips do you have for people when it comes back to font? I love font selection because it does have a major impact on your page.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I design all my projects, it's a minimum of 2 fonts. That's it. Like it's one font, but a variation. Or if I want like the headline to stand out, that'll be one font, and then all the other subtext would be another font. But that's as far as I go. That's as far as I go, because the more fonts you have, again, it just makes it look messy. And if you want to stand out, if you want to look like the expert, if you want to be credible and trustworthy, less is more, and quality attracts quality. So you want to look polished to get that polished client. You know, that's what's going to boost your conversions and have you easily sell high ticket things, even for more money, you know, down the road, because that's really going to back up your brand.
Oh man, I love
that. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, it does. It totally does. Okay. I think the key there is for people to understand at the very, very most would be 2, and that would just only because you've got one for a headline. But really, ideally, if you can go with 1 and just bold the headline, you're that much cleaner. And again, it goes back to what you said, and that is less is more. And I think people respond to that. It seems really congruent to other stuff they're seeing that is designed by high quality people.
That's it. I mean, when you see the high quality sites that are out there, they're very simplistic in nature. And I'll give you another tip, not really on funnels, but for more of a branding thing. I was reading in a book that I forget which one it was. I wish I could source it, but it was a podcast. But in order for your brand or your logo to really be memorable, I always struggle with that word. It should be easily copied or easily recreated by an 8-year-old from memory.
And oh, that's awesome.
And I'll never forget that. And he referenced Target, he referenced FedEx, he referenced UPS. And when I'm developing logo concepts for my clients and they come to me and they're so excited, I'm always like, I know you're so excited. I'm so excited to design this thing for you, but you got to remember this. In order to be remembered, your logo should be as simplistic as an 8-year-old to recreate it from memory. And then they're like, got it. and then they let me do my thing. And then we come up with some really polished concepts that will help them. Because that's the biggest thing. The one who can stay in front of their audience the longest wins. And so you want to make sure that you're out there, you're providing value on a daily basis with high quality imagery, high quality
functional designs, because again, your designs, I could design you the prettiest Facebook ads, prettiest funnels, but if they're not functional, if they're not working for you, this comes from Steve Jobs, they're just pretty. They're just pretty pictures, you know? And that's the difference between our company and other companies out there. We have a strong background in direct response, in marketing. So every design that we create or funnel that we design, we say to ourselves, is the customer going to be touched emotionally by what we create? Because people make their decisions based on emotions 99.9% of the time. So if I can create something or design something that will make somebody laugh, cry, that's what I'm going to do, because that's what's going to resonate with them and get them to take action on what it is you're trying to provide to them.
Oh, well, I love it. Thank you so very much. Well, as we wrap things up here, tell me anything else you want to share with people before we close things up?
That's it. I mean, going back to the story that I told in the beginning is, no matter how down you are on your luck and you feel like all the doors are closing and you don't know where to go, I tell everybody this after I tell that story is, never, ever give up, because there is always a way to make it happen and to get out of that. And every day is a new opportunity. You just have to take advantage of it. And just get that fire underneath you and say, I can do this. Because when you give up, after you give up, you feel a hell of a lot worse than when you don't. So never give up on whatever you set out to do. And believe me, it will work out. Just stay at it, stick with it, and you will get the results that you ultimately want in life.
Oh, Henry, love it. Again, congratulations on your massive success. Over 500 grand in 16 months. Love hearing those kind of success stories. And again, love having you on the call. So tell me, as far as people want to get a hold of you, give them one more time as far as how they reach out to you and your company.
So if you really want to get and dive in deep to all of my content, you want to follow me on Instagram. Instagram is my wheelhouse. And that is unique_designs with a Z at the end. And you will get tons of value there. And then my funnel website is uniquefunneldesigns.com. And then my mothership website is uniquedesigns.net.
All right. And so we'll go ahead and put those down in the show notes as well. And again, Henry, thank you so much. Love having you on the call with us. Again, we'll see you here in just a few weeks at our Funnel Hacking Live event. If you guys don't have your tickets, obviously head over to funnelhacking.com, get your tickets, and we'll see you there. Again, thanks so very much, Henry. Love having you on the call, bud.
Dave, thank you so much. I appreciate you and everything that you guys are doing, and it was a pleasure.
Thanks, bud. Hey, guys, last thing real quick is, ClickFunnels has an awesome affiliate program where you get 40% on an ongoing basis. And most importantly, we're giving away free cars. So if you want your free car, go to clickfunnelsradio.com, dream car, and you'll get all the details there.